So the question was asked as to why we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed quietly. So the simple understanding is, in the Torah it doesn't say the words Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed in Shema Yisrael. And it is quoted that when Yaakov was on his deathbed and the Shekhinah left him, so he thought maybe his children had sinned and that's why God was not going to reveal to them when would be the Ketz, when Mashiach would come. And he said, maybe one of you is not true to the faith. And the children all said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu, Hashem Echad. And when Yaakov heard this, so he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed. He said, Yehei Shmei Rabam Baruch Lom Lom Meomaya. Now, so it says in the Medrash. So, the Medrash says, what are we going to do? Really, it's a good thing to say. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed. It's part of the Shema. It's part of the unification of God, recognizing that God is singular. On the other hand, the Torah doesn't say it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't feel like the Jewish people needed to say it, or in the Torah, God didn't feel like we should say it. So what do? We whisper it. We don't say it overtly. So we don't change overtly what Moshe Rabbeinu said. We say the Parashat Shema the way Moshe said it. But we whisper the addition that we have on tradition that Yaakov Avinu said. So that's our compromise. So to speak, we want to fulfill both. We want to say it the way Moshe said it, the way it says in the Torah. And yet we want to say this addition, which Yaakov Avinu added. So what do? We compromise, we say it quietly. So when you sing the song of Anu Bekoach, and you say it out loud, fine, that's not Shema, so you don't have the need to say it quietly. There is a Kabbalistic concept that's brought, that Baruch Shem is an unusual praise, and we only the angels could say it out loud, and we therefore do not say it out loud, except for on Yom Kippur, where we've been fasting like angels, so then we can allow ourselves to say it out loud now that we've been purified from sin. But according to that, if that's going with that, so then the question is a good question. So what about? You see that on Yom Kippur, we do say Baruch Shem out loud. So that would be an indication that that reason seems to be the primary reason. Because if the reason were the first reason I gave, so then what changes on Yom Kippur? And in Kippur, we should still say it quietly in Shema. So I don't know the answer to that.